We want to bring you up to date now on the explosion that struck the United Nations compound in Baghdad today. The blast was so powerful that dozens of people were wounded. Windows were blown out a mile away. We have unconfirmed reports of deaths. Military officials say that a car bomb exploded. Rescue workers rushed to the scene. U.S. Army officials have been digging into the damaged building, and the people trapped inside may include Sergio Vieira de Mello, who was the chief U.N. official there. Time magazine reporter Michael Ware is on the scene in Baghdad and joins us now. Mr. Ware, can you just describe where you are and what you're seeing?
Yes, Steve, it's very difficult to hear. There's still a swarm of American helicopters buzzing over the scene of the UN headquarters here in Baghdad. It is absolutely chaotic here at the moment. There is confusion and there's very little information that's coming out. What has happened is that at 4:30 this afternoon, a vehicle bomb was driven into the UN compound, striking the corner of the building and detonating in an enormous blast. One corner of the building has crumpled in and collapsed on itself. Since then, dozens and dozens of wounded have come streaming out. It's unknown at this stage how many people have been killed. It's far too chaotic to be able to get exact figures.
Mike, I know you've been...
2.5 hours, the wounded have been ferried out in a series of ambulances and trucks to American medevac helicopters that are landing in the car park.
Mike, I know you've been talking to witnesses who actually saw the explosion. What have they been telling you?
They're saying that a truck, the versions vary. Some say that it was a lorry carrying rocks and granite. Other people say it was a cement truck. Other people have said that it was a large pickup of some description. However, a large yellow vehicle drove into the compound. One witness said that it appeared that the driver was a little lost, was not familiar with the building and wasn't clear where he was trying to go, but he certainly drove straight into the building itself. When the vehicle impacted with the building, it detonated.
And what kind of a building are we talking about here? There's a wall around the outside, correct? And that's where the detonation took place? What kind of security was there?
There is a security perimeter around the building. There is a wider barbed wire fence around the outside, and then the inner cordon is protected by a large stone wall, which is perhaps 10 feet high. However, the truck bomber managed to penetrate through another entrance. There is an adjoining spinal cord hospital. It's understood he came through that entrance. At this stage, it's unclear, but that's the first evidence, and managed to get to within striking distance of the building itself. Like I said, he physically impacted with the building.
Time magazine reporter Michael Ware is in Baghdad.